friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Welcome to this edition of A Dose of Hope. Right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial, or you can tune in to internet listening at www.dbam.com, or more convenient, download it on your electronic device. And that way you can listen to it on the go, the app. And so we are so glad you're with us today for this episode of A Dose of Hope. Today, we're going to do things a little differently. This is the Election Day special edition of the show. So we're going to listen to some music and have a good time. We're going to party at the polls, wherever you are. If you've already voted, good for you. And if you still have to do so, you got time to get to those polls. And we hope that you will be able to make your voice heard through your vote today. And so we thank you again for joining us. Every time we come together, we hope that you are encouraged, inspired, and hopeful, motivated by the Word of God and the music we play. Well, friends, it's me, it's your girl, it's your sister, it is your friend. I am Danielle Young. I'm the host of A Dose of Hope, and I got some folk with me today. I'm so excited. This is a family affair today. As always, I have my life partner, my awesome co-host, Tyrone. And today we got our baby girl here with us. She's going to join us. I'm going to let them greet you, and then we're going to go on with the show.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this edition of A Dose of Hope.
Yes. Yes. Amy.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be on with my parents today.
Awesome. Awesome. So we got a lot going on, y'all. We got a lot going on today or in this season. So lots been happening all around us, some good, some a little more difficult and in between. But unfortunately, on Sunday night, I believe, Quincy Jones, the great talent in music down through the years, transitioned. And so we celebrate his life, the wonderful, awesome legacy, all that he did in the music industry and film, just a genius even in the work that he did down through the years. So we're certainly celebrating his life. And the weather is unseasonably warm. Now, Amber, what did you tell me this morning about the weather?
Today is 18 degrees above the average since the 1970s.
Wow. So, you know, This weather is a little unseasonable. And for a minute, it got chilly. And now this week we're experiencing a little warmer weather. I'll take it. Y'all know how I feel about it. It's good for me, but, you know, it is unseasonably warm, 18 degrees since the 70s. We're going back some 50 years almost. And so, it's definitely a difference in what we're experiencing now weather-wise. One day is up, one day is down, and, you know, you just never know from one day to the next. All right, husband, talk to us about sports. What's going on?
So the Eagles had another exciting win on Sunday, and the Sixers, they just got Paul George back last night, played a great game, but they couldn't pull it out. But we are ready for Joel to come back and everybody be full strength. So I'm excited for Sixers.
Yes, yes, yes. We're excited for them. We're happy for the Eagles and their win. And, you know, we're hoping that, because everybody's Joel, and he's great. He's outstanding. But, you know, Maxie is doing some great work, too. And you know, that's the thing. There's no I in team. So we want them all to be well. And when Joel comes back, you know, he'll just add to what they're already doing. So we're grateful. We're grateful for, Paul, what's his name? Paul George is coming
Paul
back.
Paul George is. Yes, he's back. And also, just to touch on your point real fast, Tyrese Maxey last week celebrated He was 24 last week. Unbelievable.
Wow. Happy belated birthday, Maxi. Keep up the great work. We wish you well with your career. All right. And so we know the big ticket item today. Today is election day, y'all. We hope you're doing what you got to do. As my daughter put, let's go. Let's get this voting in and make your voice heard. Like I said, we still have time. The polls are open today until 8 p.m., so we hope that you're going to get there. We're doing things a little different. We wanted to change it up a little bit and give you music to enjoy while you're going, you know, going about your day. If you're going to the polls, you can enjoy. And so our show for today is strictly old school gospel music. We hope you'll enjoy it, and we'll be back on the other side. And we are back with our this or that for today. And so our this or that, and we're going into these seasons already. Time is just going by so quickly. So, all right, y'all ready for the this or that for today?
I'm ready.
All right. So today's this or that is Christmas or Thanksgiving. What say ye?
Okay, I have my answer. But before I give my answer, I want to wish my beautiful wife a very, very happy birthday today. She is celebrating her birthday today. So I thank God for another year, the blessing that she is. And I'm going to make her day as well. And I'm going to say Christmas.
All right. Christmas for you. Well, I thank you for those birthday wishes. Yay me. Happy birthday to me. And I'm so grateful to God to see another birthday. All right. You say Christmas. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. You want to add anything to that before we move on?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. How about you, Amber? What do you say, Christmas or Thanksgiving?
I definitely say Christmas just because, you know, I love both holidays. Of course, I love this time of year, but Christmas just has that excitement with it, you know, growing up, just having that family time, seeing Christmas lights, you know, celebrating the birth of Christ, yes, first and foremost. But even that excitement of, you know, growing up, that Santa and walking down the stairs and seeing the gifts under the tree and hearing my parents wrap the gifts at night while we were asleep and things like that. And so
you heard all that? We thought we were doing something, right?
So, yes, Christmas is just that excitement. It's, you know, you feel like a child, that festivity. And I also want to say happy birthday, Mom. Definitely thank you for just everything that you've done. You are the greatest joy. So definitely want to celebrate you today. As we celebrate election today too. Today is the day of celebration. So
awesome. Well, thank you, daughter. Thank you. Christmas, Dad, we thought we were being slick. We thought we were quiet wrapping those gifts, right, husband? And then eating those cookies, biting half of them. I ain't drink the milk.
The thank you note from Santa. Yes, I remember all
that. Yeah, we'll go with that. Yes. But we thank God for that response and thank God for all he's doing. Thank God for a birthday for me. That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Christmas, though. Y'all know how I get around Christmas time. I get so excited. I'm already watching Christmas movies. Yes, I am. I've been watching those for a couple months. I'm already listening to Christmas music. Oh, yes, I am. Because I just get so excited about the season. One of the things that Amber said that really is important, that it's the time that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. So definitely there's that and all the joy and festivities that go along with it. And so we're so grateful, so very grateful, for the holiday seasons coming up on us. Thanksgiving kind of kicks it off for us, you know, but every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So we're excited about these upcoming seasons to celebrate, especially getting together with family. All right.
Yes. Well, thank you. I want to add one thing. How we always close out the stores at the end of Christmas Eve as well. That's always a great tradition that we have.
It's a tradition. Yes, we do. I wish Pastor Glenn was on here because she usually is with us. We close every store there is. We'll go from one store to the other. And then we end up at the last store that was 24 hours, which is CVS.
Yes.
You know, that's our Christmas Eve tradition. So definitely looking forward to those fun times. All right. Well, it's time for some great gospel music, old school classics. And we hope you will enjoy our show. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Oh, precious fountain. Free, O Lord, to all a healing stream. They tell me it flows from Calvary's mountain. Can't you hear me singing? Come on. In the cross, wonderful Jesus. In the cross, be my glory ever until my raptured soul shall find. I'm gonna find. Beyond, oh hallelujah, the river, this verse, near the cross, I will watch and I will wait, hoping, trusting ever. Until I reach my mommy, that golden strand just beyond the river, just beyond the
told them just one more time. I think of people releasing their loved ones. It's sorrow, but it's a sweet sorrow because we know there's rest. The Bible says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for henceforth now and forevermore they rest from their labor, but their works follow them. They rest from their toil. They rest from their sweat, but their works follow them. In other words, whatever they were working on follows them into the presence of God. And they go into that great cloud of witnesses. Hand us the baton. And I think they do something on the other side for us on this earth that they couldn't have done for us while they were here. Can't you see a mother rocking her little baby, almost lifeless body? The doctor said, she's really brain dead. There's nothing we can do. And the mama says, can I just hold her one more time, please, before you take her? Tears are burning down her cheeks. And her only consolation is to know that that baby who has laboriously breathed and struggled for her last breath now is finding rest beyond the river. I don't know how I could face death without knowing there's rest beyond the river. I've had the fascinating experience, however sorrowful, to be in the hospital at the bedside and watch loved ones pass away or members of my congregation. I've been called there just in time to see them laying there with their eyes as if they were looking out the window and right through me, or sometimes at the foot of the bed. It's almost as if they were seeing Jesus, or maybe some loved one that had gone on ahead. And maybe the life support systems were still sounding and the little tiny beep of a heart going. Then after a while it flatlined and they found rest just beyond the river. A little tear trickles down that face. And you want to say, goodbye, mama, goodbye, daddy, I love you. But they're not looking at you. They won't even change their eyes. It's as if their focus has put them already in the presence of the Lord. And you just have to give your hands up and say, Lord, rest. Oh, hallelujah. Beyond that river. Come on, sing it. Goodbye, mama, goodbye, daddy. Goodbye, little boy, goodbye, little son of mine. Find rest. Oh, hallelujah. You served him for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. And oh, I'm gonna find rest beyond the river.
Well, friends, that's our show for today. We thank you for joining us, for being with us for this special Election Day edition of A Dose of Hope. We never want to leave without offering the opportunity, the invitation to accept Jesus as your Savior. It's easy as ABC. A, admit that you've done wrong. B, believe that Jesus died and rose again for your sins. And C, confess and choose Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Invite him to come on in. Pray that prayer. Lord Jesus, come in. Forgive me for my sins. Wash me. I want you to be my Savior and Lord. And if you do that, guess what, beloved? Everybody, you are saved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're rejoicing with you. We're praising God for you. And the angels are rejoicing as well. And then we encourage you to get connected to a Bible teaching, Bible believing, disciple making church where you can grow in community with like-minded individuals, other believers, and gain that support. We thank you so much for listening today. And as always, we want to pray for you and your family.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
All right, everybody, be blessed, be safe, be well. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. Take care, everybody.
Take care.